I'm Gary Colley, your regular speaker on the program, and happy today for the opportunity to meet with you once again on Moments with the Bible. Number one, was the thief saved? Number two, if he was saved, was he baptized? Number three, does it make any difference whether the thief was baptized or not baptized with reference to our salvation today? Well, let's take these one by one, and the first one is, was the thief saved? You know, at the beginning of the three crucifixions, which we gave you all of the passages on yesterday that would pertain to the thieves, both of these thieves were impenitent, and they cast blasphemy into the innocent face of the Son of God who hung on the middle cross, Matthew 27:44 states. Now, later, one of them experienced a spiritual reversal by turning to the Lord in the spirit of sincere submission, it seems, and in a position of penitence. He defended Jesus' innocency against the aggressive attacks of the impenitent robber. And he requested, you'll recall, that Jesus remember him when he came into his kingdom. Now, my friends, that suggests some type of prior knowledge of Christ. Or else, how would he know to ask such a question? And in connection with the kingdom, he also makes reference. He could not have learned it on Calvary that day, for the kingdom, you see, had not been previously mentioned, as according to the divine record at any rate. Now, if it's not recorded in the record that he had learned that day about the kingdom and that coming time when he would meet God in judgment, where did he learn it? Well, my friends, of course, he either heard it from John the Baptizer or Jesus or a disciple who preached the nearness of the coming messianic kingdom. The request of the thief was, Lord, when thou comest into thy kingdom, remember me. Remember me. When thou comest into thy kingdom. Jesus honored his request by promising that they would be together that very day in paradise. This had no reference, of course, to their bodies and where they would later be deposited. It had exclusive reference to where their spirits would be. Both would go unto Hades, that realm of departed spirits, and they would be in the compartment known as paradise. That is mentioned in Luke 23:43, which would be a place of pleasure and styled as Abraham's bosom in Luke 16:19-31. Now, my friends, since only the ones who are safe, that is those who are children or those who are mentally incompetent, they're safe. They don't need to be saved. And then all of the saved, those who have sinned and yet they have turned from those sins in obedience to the Lord, only these go to paradise. So I believe that it is a foregone conclusion that Christ promised the thief salvation and fully granted such a blessing as this to this man. There is no need to belabor that point any further, since the Lord said, Today shalt thou be with me in paradise. But we must remember also that this man, all of his life, lived under Judaism. He did not live that first moment under the gospel dispensation that you and I live under. This is strikingly significant, my friends. There is not an alien sinner on earth today who ever has been or ever can be in the precise position that this man was as a penitent thief who became redeemed as a robber on Calvary. Here is why that is true. No person today has ever lived under Judaism while it was in effect. Second of all, every person today has lived all of his life while the gospel dispensation is in effect. And no person today, third of all, has been in covenant relationship with God all of his life as the thief in all probability was through Judaism. The thief received the Lord's promise of a place in paradise before Christ died. And of course, no person today has ever been in that position. Therefore, we cannot be saved, as some say today, like the thief on the cross. But we will continue our thoughts along this line, and we do appreciate the questions that have been asked.